Good evening, folks, and welcome to episode 44 of Hinky Dinky Time Radio, coming to you live on Friday, April 9th, 2010, from atop a substantial dose of hydrocodone. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Michael, and I'll be your host for the next 60 minutes, as I am normally each Thursday evening, but this Friday evening at 8:30 Central Time, weather and authorities permitting. As always, for those of you planning to tune in late, there will be a rebroadcast of tonight's show immediately following the live program. Well, when you combine the fact that I am indeed dosed, oh, for crying out loud, and the fact that I am watching the Chicago Cubs struggle with a 3-1 lead that they just turned into a 3-5 deficit in the bottom of the eighth inning, you'll forgive me if I'm a little distracted. That looks like opportunity lost right there. Well, what can you do?
Put savings in your shopping cart
at Hinky Dinky Supermart. 'Cause every day's a special day. Every day's a special day. Every day's a special day at Hinky Dinky.
Where else?
And why am I on painkillers, you might well ask? Well, those of you that know me know that I have a little history with kidney stones, and I am presently engaged in the exercise of trying to push a golf ball out through a garden hose. And that's not a lot of fun, but I'm not feeling too bad right now, and I'm medicated, and that's a fine tribute to my radio role model, Rory Borealis, who usually is doing his program in great discomfort as well as on medication. So, you know, there's a tradition of this in Midwestern internet radio. Well, what else is going on? Well, as if that weren't enough, I am about a week into probably the worst rash I have ever had. Last Friday, a week ago today, a crew from CBS was here at the Hinky Dinky Time Media Campus to shoot an episode of Undercover Boss, where I masqueraded as a member of one of the landscaping crews and showed my incompetence by handling a bunch of brush without the proper protection on, and I am one itchy, itchy boy right now.
I got an itchy, itchy lady bee buzzing all over me now.
That's Professor Morrison's Lollipop with their song Itchy, Itchy. And I'd like to welcome my listeners to my program again this week. Thank you for tuning in. I'd like to say hi to my dad, who's tuned in live right now from a place he describes as the middle of nowhere, France. And that's, I'll leave it at that because I got a better shot at pronouncing that in my condition than the name of the town that he indicated he was sitting in. It's 3:30 in the morning there. He's sitting outside in brisk weather with his headphones plugged into his laptop, and that's how good this show is. My dad flies all the way to France and gets up in the middle of the night to not miss an episode of Hinky Dinky Time Radio. He let me know the other day that we've got a passing to honor. A gentleman born Lewis Waits, who is best known as Luigi Waits from Omaha, passed away at the age of 82. He is a jazz musician, a drummer, and a vibraphone player who evidently played something like 1,700-plus consecutive Sundays with his band Luigi and Company at Mr. Toad's in Omaha. And I can remember going to some of those performances many, many years ago, and In memory of Luigi, this is his recording of a composition of his called What If?
Thank you.
that's Luigi Waits, who's now sitting in with the band upstairs. And this is Charles Wright and the Watts 103rd Street Band and Loveland.
I have heard all about Loveland and all of its many charms, but I know I'll never get to Loveland unless I'm wrapped up in your arms. Got to take me with you. Please take me with you. How I'd love to walk down that golden street, hand in hand with you, where all the lovers meet. Oh, I'd love to go to Loveland with you, pretty baby, 'cause my love is true. I swear I do. I have heard all about Loveland and all of its youthful haunts, where loneliness just can't enter and happiness is the answer. Got to take me with you, baby. Got to take me with you. Oh, yeah. I'd love to walk down that golden street, hand in hand with you, where all the lovers meet. How I'd love to go to Loveland with you. Yeah.
Watch the best rear-engine field dragsters in the country try to push their brute machines into the magic 5-second elapsed time barrier.
From Michigan, Tim Arnold's fierce hallucination fueler.
From Ohio, John Hilton's motion maker rear-engine field dragster.
From LaGrange, Illinois, it's Gary Dye's LaGrange Dodge dragster.
From Detroit, see John McNew's savage fueler rampage.
From Chicago, John Cinnabaldi's super fad 230-mile-per-hour scarlet fever.
Plus from Missouri, the tough team of Hurst and Pryor.
Plus over 100 entries compete for the great pro stock and run tough Eliminator Cash Awards.
Smokin' U.S. 30 Drag Strip is located south of Gary, 2 miles east of Interstate 65 on Highway U.S. 30.
15 and under free with age ID.
Spectator admission only $3.
The Trackside 130 Sunday for all the excitement and enjoyment of the Wild Field Dragster Competition.
Sunday
at Smokin' U.S. 30 Drag Strip.
With the great boys, rah, rah.
Yeah, let's all meet this Sunday at Smokin' U.S. 30 Drag Strip over there across the Indiana line. One thing's for sure, the Cubs never make it boring. They've got two on with two out in the top of the ninth, and if Brandon Phillips hadn't made that great play at first for the Reds, that Derek Lee home run a few minutes ago would have put us ahead. So we're down to our last out, but we got two men on, and that looks like... Oh, an error! Okay. Bases are loaded with two out in the top of the ninth. And why do we do this? Why do we put ourselves through this Cubs anguish? Well, as Rapster tried to hint this Tuesday on Bricks and Ivy Radio to Butcher, it's just one of the things we do for love.
nuts and then you pay the price. The things we do for love.
The things we do for love.
Communication is the problem to the answer. You've got a number and your hand is on the phone. The weather's turned and all the lines are down. The things we do for love.
The things we do for love.
Like walking in the rain and the snow. She says she wants to make up. Walking in the rain and the snow when there's nowhere to go. When you're feeling like a part of you is dying and you're looking for the answer in her eyes. You think you're gonna break up, then she says she wants to make up.
Yes, the things we do for love, like follow the Chicago Cubs. You know, in the music game, we refer to albums whose title is the same as the artist's name as self-titled, or ST. But sometimes an album that you might think is ST isn't. This is Astrid Gilberto from an album called The Astrid Gilberto Album. It's not called Astrid Gilberto. And this is Agua de Beber.
Eu quis amar, mas tive medo e quis salvar meu coração, mas o amor sabe segredo, o medo pode matar. Água de beber, água de beber, camarada. Água de beber, água de beber, camarada. Tebatunda, patela da badaba, tebatunda, patela da badaba, tebatunda. Minha casa vive aberta.
You know, time just keeps expanding and contracting and expanding again. And wow, we're getting close to the top of the hour. And based on the brutal way the Cubs just lost that ball game, I'm not sure I have it in me to do a Chicago Cubs report tonight. I think there's already been enough of a report. This report as in the sound of a gunshot. I don't know what to say. Let's just listen to weird music and put it all behind us, shall we? This is Johnny Cash. And we are completely sold out of flagpoles.
I walked down past the courthouse square, three blocks or maybe four, running to my old friend there that runs a handy hardware store. I said, morning, Lonnie. What's a good word? He said, Abraham Lincoln, Lone Ranger, Mickey Mouse, and I'm sold out of flagpoles. I popped the top of a soda pop, laid a quarter on the bar. I said, inflation is a dirty dog, a payday show ain't going far. Liberty, said Lonnie, e pluribus unum, in God we trust, and I'm sold out of flagpoles. I said, hey, Lonnie, did you see Evel Knievel jumping on TV? Jumped 13 buses with his machine. Reckon he could jump 14. No doubt, said Lonnie. Winners keep on winning. Even losers win sometimes. And I'm sold out of flagpoles. Ain't this been a year, I said, for frost and blight and flood and drought, twice as many tornadoes, reckon it's all caused by fallout. Nah, it's a season, said Lonnie, they change, wind's gonna blow, always did. And I'm sold out of flagpoles. Hey, what you think about the sheriff's daughter running off with the preacher's son? The sheriff's wife had to hold him back from going after them with his gun. Boys and girls, said Lonnie, we'll get together. Everything's normal, and I'm sold out of flagpoles. And I'm sold out of flagpoles. Sold out of flagpoles.
Our day will come. We'll share the joy. Falling in love can bring. No one can tell me that I'm too young to know.
Young to know.
I love you so.
Love so.
And you love me. Our day will come. If we just wait a while, no tears for us. Make love and wear a smile. Our dreams have magic because we'll always this way, our day will come.
Our day will come. Our day will come.
Because we'll always stay in love this way, our day will come, our day will come,
our day. And that was the sultry Julie London, and that was the fulfillment of a request by my better half, who is relaxing in another room and listening to the program. It's a very good request. That was Julie. And this is The Miracles with their last hit single before Smokey Robinson left the group. This is, is this from 1971? I'd have to look it up, and I'm just not in the mood. This is I Don't Blame You at All. Guess what time it is? That's right, it's time for everybody's favorite new Hinky Dinky Time feature, the WCFL 4040.
WCFL Chicago.
Well, 40 years ago this week on the Big Ten WCFL Music Survey, the number 40 song in the city of Chicago was actually the only 1970 40/40 track we're ever going to hear that I've already played before on Hinky Dinky Time Radio. I played it back in October. This is B.J. Thomas and his, I think it was the follow-up to Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head. And I'm going to dedicate this to my dad because he's out of town. He's not listening to the show anymore. And this is Everybody's Out of Town.
Where have the people gone? Seems like there's no one hanging on. Look through the windows, the houses are empty. Hey, everybody's out of town. Seems like I'm the only one. Streets are bare, no traffic tie-ups anywhere. Don't have to wait for a seat at the movie. Hey, everybody's out of town. Seems like I'm the only one around. Message to no one. Hey, better send some people down. Everyone on earth is out of town.
Ago this week. B.J. Thomas, Everybody's Out of Town. I think it's about time to rock. So let's rock.
Yeah.
that was a band called the Hot Dogs, and that's Let Me Look at the Sun, and that was actually the B-side to a single from 1973 called Lowdown. That comes from a compilation called Thank You Friends, the Ardent Record Story, and Ardent Records is a record company and studio in Memphis, Tennessee, or was, that that gave us Big Star. And I don't know how a song that good could be a B-side, but it was. And while we're down in the South, let's go from Tennessee to Mississippi and check out The Mud with Paul Whiteman and his orchestra, featuring, I think Bing is singing on this, don't you?
Lordy, how they play it. Boy, they really sway.
All right, we got a corrupt file here. Maybe. Let's let it run. On second thought, not so much. Regrouping, this is the Shylights for all you Chicagoans. That's the Shy and Shylights, and for God's sake, let's give some more power to the people. This is from that album. This is a track called We Are Neighbors.
Who is it?
Hello there, I'm your new neighbor.
You should know, let's walk in the sunshine. another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known. The office of the police commissioner of Midland City.
Yes, come in.
Commissioner?
What? Oh, yes, I am.
My name is Benton Harbor.
He carries in his right hand a large suitcase.
Put down your large suitcase, Mr. Harbor, and tell me what I can do for you.
Monday through Friday, Commissioner, I am regularly employed as a shoe salesman for a large downtown department store.
Yes.
However, my weekends will be free, and therefore I will be available to you as the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
And you will be known as?
I will be known as Chicken Man. Miss Helfinger, please bring your notepad and pencil and come into my office immediately.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for coming so quickly. Miss Helfinger, this is Mr. Benton Harbor. Hello, Miss Harbor.
No, I'm Miss Helfinger. You're Mr. Harbor.
Oh, yes. How do you do? Please take a note, Miss Helfinger, that Mr. Harbor will be available on weekends to fight crime as...
Yes.
Chicken Man.
Chicken Man?
Chicken Man.
Benton Harbor opens the large suitcase. He removes from it a strange costume covered with thousands of tiny feathers. Immediately, he begins climbing into it.
Would somebody give me a hand?
Of course.
Certainly.
Just hold up the left wing, please. That's it. Fine, there you go.
Well, Miss Helfinger will need to know how to get in touch with Mr. Harbor.
Now the right wing.
May I have your phone number, Mr. Harbor?
Of course. Watch the feathers, please. My phone number is...
Born this day in Midland City, the white-winged warrior who will strike terror into the hearts of criminals everywhere.
Would somebody want to get my zipper back there, please?
Yes, of course.
Oh, watch it back there.
Be listening tomorrow for another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
And that was episode 2 of Chicken Man. And no, don't tune in tomorrow because you won't hear another exciting episode, but you will if you tune in next week. I'd like to thank everybody once again for tuning in for Hinky Dinky Time Radio on a strange Friday night. We're not normally together on Fridays, are we? My goodness, that's gonna make the closing theme sound really strange tonight, isn't it? Oh, I'm instructed to speak up and not mumble. Let's see. How about some Nancy Wilson? No, not that Nancy Wilson. The other Nancy Wilson.
It was the 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day. I was out chopping cotton, my brother baling hay. And at dinner time we stopped and walked back to the house to eat. And Mama hollered out the back door, "Don't remember, wipe your feet." Then she said, "I got some news this morning from Choctaw Ridge. Today, Billy Joe McAllister jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge." Papa said to Mama, as he passed around the black-eyed peas, "Well, Billy Joe never had a lick of sense. Pass the biscuits, please. There's 5 more acres in the lower 40 I've got to plow." And Mama said it was a shame about Billy Joe anyhow. Seems like nothing ever comes to no good up on Choctaw Ridge. And now Billy Joe McAllister jumped off the Papa said he recollected when he, Tom, and Billy Joe put a frog down my back at the Carroll County Picture Show. And wasn't I talking to him after church last Sunday night? A piece of apple pie, you know, it don't seem right. I saw him at the sawmill yesterday on Choctaw Ridge. And now you tell me Billy Joe jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Said to me, child, what's happened to your appetite? I've been cooking all morning and you haven't touched a single bite. That nice young preacher, Brother Taylor, dropped by today. Said he'd be pleased. Looked a lot like you up on Choctaw Ridge. She and Billy Joe were throwing something up at Tallahatchie Bridge. A year's come and gone since we heard the news about Billy Joe.
Just sitting here thinking about the original version of Ode to Billy Joe recorded by Bobby Gentry, and how for reasons that remain a mystery, you know, many years after that movie, that song was a hit, they made that execrable motion picture starring Robbie Benson and Glynis O'Connor, and how my father, I can remember him obsessing over the line from that movie when Robbie Benson gets all dressed up and he's got his white shoes on, and the girl's father describes him as looking like he's been kicking vanilla ice cream. I don't know what he liked so much about that remark, but he used to talk about it a lot. I bet he remembers that. This is Willie Bobo, and this is Spanish Grease.
Guajira, vacila mi guajira.
Yeah, Willie Bobo. Bobo, 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 Bobo. You know what another really good album is? From 1973? 71? John Cale, Paris 1919. It's a really, really good record. If you don't know that record, go listen to it. I'll give you a head start by playing one track off of it for you as we begin to wind things down on this week's episode of Hinky Dinky Time Radio. Time really flies when you're flying. This is a song from that record called Macbeth. I just noticed something sounding a little funky out of the left-hand machine here. Apologize for that if it's sounding funky in a bad way where you're at. Well, that's it for this week. Meet me back here next week. We'll do it on Thursday like we're supposed to. And because we're supposed to do it on Thursday, we're going to hear our regular theme song instead of any special Friday night thing because I like it. Good night, everybody.
It was on a sweet Thursday. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday all had passed. Came the day I'd waited for at last, and you were there with love to spare, making it a sweet other day I'd known, giving me a dream to call my own, a dream that
that you are sharing too. People meet by some design, prearranged by laws divine. Yet who is there who can define just what mystic fate combined to make you mine?